This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen told lawmakers Thursday that the U.S. has begun taking extraordinary measures to avoid spending that would breach the country's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling. Yellen had warned lawmakers that the U.S. government would reach its debt ceiling today and urged them to increase the government's debt ceiling rather than risk defaults. On a tough day for the country's economy, Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell is working from home after coming down with the coronavirus. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
The Federal Reserve announced that Board Chairman Jerome Powell has tested positive for COVID-19 and is experiencing mild symptoms. The Fed says Powell is up to date with all his COVID vaccines and boosters. The Fed is in the midst of an aggressive drive to tame high inflation and is expected to raise its benchmark interest rate by at least a quarter point at the next meeting, set for January 31st to February 1st. That timetable could allow Powell to recover in time to participate in person. If not, the alternative plan could be to return to a virtual meeting. Jennifer King, Washington.
Ukraine appealed Thursday for its Western allies to send tanks to help Ukrainian forces battle a Russian military that it said has a substantial advantage in troops, weapons, and military equipment. In a joint statement, Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba and Defense Minister Oleksiy Reznikov said one of the most pressing needs in fighting off the Russian invasion is modern armored vehicles. Kuleba and Reznikov welcomed Britain's move to send its Challenger 2 tanks to Ukraine, while urging countries that have Germany's Leopard 2 tanks to provide them to Ukraine as well. More on this story and all the stories we're covering is available at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas on Thursday met with the White House's National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan. A statement from Abbas's office said the Palestinian president briefed the U.S. administration of the acts by the new Israeli government and requested an immediate intervention. Sullivan was expected to stress to Abbas the U.S. commitment to a two-state solution in the Israel-Palestinian dispute. U.S. brokered peace talks aimed at establishing a Palestinian state in the occupied West Bank, East Jerusalem, and Gaza collapsed in 2014. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced Thursday she will resign as of February 2nd and not run in the upcoming general election in an emotional speech.
I think the cumulative challenges that we've faced as a team, and they have been extraordinary, has taken its toll. I consider this job a privilege. But I am also human, and so my reflection has been an entirely personal one.
Ardern said at this point she believes others could do the job better than she. Hundreds of thousands protested on the streets of Paris and other French cities against pension reforms as France's president has insisted he will press ahead with the changes despite resistance. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Demonstrators crowded together shoulder to shoulder in Paris's Place de la République. Riot police pushed back against some protesters throwing projectiles on the sidelines of the largely peaceful Paris march. Meanwhile, nationwide strikes severely disrupted transport, schools and other public services across France. French President Emmanuel Macron defended the decision to raise the retirement age, saying it was necessary to save the pension system. More than 200 rallies were staged around France, as well as the Paris March, which involved all of France's major unions. I'm Karen Chamas.
Thousands of Peruvians, many from the country's southern mining regions, descended on the capital, Lima, on Thursday for a major planned march against the government and Congress, fired up by over 50 deaths linked to protests since last month. Protesters are demanding the resignation of President Dina Boluarte, fast new elections, a clear out of Congress, and a new constitution to replace a market-friendly one dating back to strongman leader Alberto Fujimori in the late 1990s. The clashes mark the worst violence Peru has seen in more than 20 years. And Greta Thunberg called on the global energy industry and its financiers to end all fossil fuel investments on Thursday. She was speaking at a high-profile meeting in Davos, Switzerland, with the head of the International Energy Agency. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.